But then, you know, words are subject to interpretation, aren't they? How many of you have heard the phrase that there must be a wall of separation between church and state? Okay, where is that in? Can you tell me where that is in the Constitution?
I wouldn't know.
That was a trick question. It's actually not in the Constitution. It comes from a private letter of Thomas Jefferson, which was written many years later to the Baptist congregation in Dansbury. I would think it would be Connecticut, but actually it was, I think, Pennsylvania or someplace. Where?
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, okay. So the notion of this wall of separation between church and state, which has become, you might say, the litmus test for so many things in our public life. And we might even say, beginning with that decision, what was it, in 62, I think, concerning school prayer. Began not merely to create a wall of separation, but became the rationale for the exclusion of religious faith from and religious dialogue from the public affairs of the country. The problem with this, and I'm really surprised that nobody's gone after this, and maybe they have. The first phrase of this, and it's very interesting, it's the very first of the amendments, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. And I think, there have probably been dozens of books or articles written on this particular thing, that what the founding generation meant by establishment is not what people today think, and that sort of thing. They were not talking about some sort of amorphous religious ideal, but specific doctrinal institutions. The Church of England was the Church of England. The Church of Scotland was the Church of Scotland. Interestingly enough, and once again, many of you know this, several of the states at the time of the Constitutional Congress had established religions of their own. This is why, what was his name, Roger Williams, went off and created the state of Rhode Island. It was because he was a Baptist. And in Massachusetts, we don't allow Baptists. So it wasn't a good deal. So he said, I'm going to go start my own state. Play the call state, but anyway. So you see, things got brought over. It wasn't just that Americans have a different way of thinking. There were troubles with this. But the interesting thing about it was the Constitution as adopted, was adopted and approved by states that had an established religion of their own. So it was actually the federal government that was not supposed to establish a church of its own, because the states didn't want the federal government telling them what kind of church they could have. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? So things change. Things change. But the second part here, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. This is the part I'm surprised about, that at least I can't think of any, and there's maybe constitutional lawyers around here that would know more. But I can't think of any case that's been brought on those terms.
Well, there are, in the sense of development rights to build churches within areas, and so there's a large body now that they say if you've gone on for a certain amount of time through the process, because they do try to say we can't build a mosque, or you can't build a Jewish temple, or you can't build Christian ones, and so they go on and on and on, and then so Congress actually did write a law that said if that's gone on for a certain amount of time, then they're not allowed to prevent the development.
Okay. So some of the recent decisions maybe are tending towards this, the most recent being the Cape guy from Colorado. Which was a very narrow decision on the part of the Supreme Court. They attempted to very clearly circumscribe their decision in saying that he's, and basically it kind of boils down to, he is free to practice his religion within the context of his business, and that he's not doing violence to someone by refusing them service. Yes.
But pre-Constitution, you know, because America is a common law country, personal service is always a personal choice.
I'm old enough to remember signs that said, no shoes, no shirt, no service. Yeah, but nobody cares anymore.
And there used to be signs, Baptists go to the back door, too.
Well, that was at the pub. I mean, that was at the bar. Actually, if you were in a dry county, you went to the wet county, right? Anyway.
There were signs colored only, too.
Colored only?
Oh, absolutely. No,
Baptist.
No, there's...
Colored and Baptist go to the back door.
Yeah.
Many American Indian nation took out went to court because they weren't allowed to practice certain aspects of their religion.
Oh, that's right.
Peyote and various things, right?
Yeah, the Native American Church, which, by the way, there used to be, I grew up in Oklahoma, remember?
Yeah.
Just about a mile from my home.
Indian Territory.
Used to be a teepee where services were conducted. Yeah.
Yeah, also in 1878, there was a polygamy case where the Supreme Court upheld the prosecution of polygamists, because they feared that to do otherwise would provide constitutional protection for, just a plethora of aberrant socially unacceptable behaviors. That was the rental to the United States.
I think it won't be long before we see the legalization of polygamy, polyandry, or there's a different term for it now. What do they call it? Multiply amorous.
Polyamorous.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I think it won't be long. I actually don't. Yeah, Patrick.
You were talking about building churches and getting permission. I was just wondering if you're planning on doing, if this monastery is planning on doing any renovations or building or in the future.
That's it, yeah.
It's a bit tangential. I don't know. I mean, after all, they control the whole block.
You know, we bribe everybody with cookies, so...
I didn't have any cookies.
Oh, well, we haven't had to bribe you yet, so remind me.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to race on to the back. Yes.
Yeah, so I would just say, as an observation, it's interesting bringing up the parent school.
No.
Because one of the accusations that people make against Islam is Sharia law, and that people are going to have to all kowtow to whatever, you know, that. You know, there's arguments that maybe there all these have been false. People, representatives in the House of Representatives have said, "Oh, there's Sharia law in this town in Hamtramck and near Detroit or something." You know, there's all these red herrings. But I would only say contemplate if the practice was that in this particular state of Muslim majority, that everyone, Jews, Catholics, Orthodox, had to recite Islamic prayers.
No, because if they did, they became Muslim.
That's right. I'm just saying, in other words, if it was required in that school, not by the county, not by the
state. I see.
Not, you know, but in that particular school district, for whatever, how it arrived, would we be feeling the same way about that as we did about the ruling that came down around saying the Lord's Prayer? I don't think we would.
School? Is it a government school you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about a public school.
Yeah.
A government school.
Yeah. Not an English public school, an American public school.